For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now back to your regular programming.
If you speak better to yourself.
You showed up for like probably the dumbest conversation we've ever had on this show.
Let's have that smile again.
Tell me how that happens. Physically should not happen.
Relax.
If you say
give me as well.
Three times a day. God will light it up.
He's just an absolute hack. And he gets his ass kicked by his teammates every week. It's just terrible.
Welcome back to Hack City. I'm Joe DeLeon. Joining me as always, my former teammate, former roommate from the University of Rhode Island, John Anderson. Today, I almost forgot your name there for a second too, man. I'm running on low fumes because this is post-run. But today we're going to be talking about what happened with Alabama, Kalen DeBoer, the head coach at Washington, taking over for the legendary Nick Saban. And then it sounds like as we're recording this, we're going off of the assumption that Jed Fish from Arizona is likely to be the next Washington head coach. By the time this is posted, it might actually be eventually finalized, but that seems to be the massive wave and how things are changing in the college football coaching carousel. We're going to be reacting to all of that and more. Before we get to that, though, Sean, can you just share with our listeners a quick word from Bet Online?
Yeah, Rufino and Joe is happy to be sponsored by Bet Online.
Fuck you.
NFL playoffs are taking place. I'm keeping it simple for the playoffs. I had a nice Kansas City money line, and I knew Tyreek had to score, so was able to get those, turn $6 into $30. Happy about that. It's the NFL playoffs. The first round's not going to be great. There's going to be some more blowouts. That Bills-Steelers game is going to be ugly. Take the under. But there's plenty of action to mess around with. We got a long weekend. People are going to be watching tons of ball. Head to Bet Online, get into the action. You see all the updated odds. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Thank you, Sean. It feels really weird. I know that a lot of people are off for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but it feels really weird that they have the shift because of weather stuff, that there's like a midday-ish game with the Steelers versus the Bills. I don't know about you. That's like a very just like weird feeling going on a Monday.
A bit. You know, the weird feeling I'm getting is the shaved face, because I like to just, you put it off 14 days, but this is a familiar sight for a while.
For those who don't remember, Sean and I had a beard bet. We're not going to rehash any of that. I lost the bet. I had to keep the beard. After a certain period of time, I started trimming it, even though Sean said I wasn't allowed to do that. I said,
"You weren't."
And I did, and I kept it, and I was starting to like it. But then for whatever reason, the last week I was just evaluating. I texted Sean and asked his thoughts on if I just did the mustache, and then I shaved it and only had the mustache, texted you a picture. You responded with something that was very disheartening, and I knew that I just had to shave the whole thing. So we're back to square one. I'm kind of regretting it. I don't know if I like the...
I think you should have given it one shot for the show, just for the show. But I was having a discussion last night out at a bar, and there was a bigger guy with just the mustache. And if you have dark hair also, if you're a big guy with just a mustache, you're going to look like John Candy. That's what you're going to look like. And you have to be ready for it. And the guy did, and he didn't know about it. And I didn't have the heart to tell him. But he's going to figure that out eventually. And Joe, if you're a guy with a mustache, you compared me
to Jeffrey Dahmer. John Candy's not a bad thing to get compared to. John Candy was very entertaining individual. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's a bad thing.
Dahmer wasn't entertaining. They keep on making movies and documentaries about him.
He, you know the answer to that, you dick. I don't act like that. Whatever.
You're the Dahmer of podcasting. We can get behind this.
We've moved past this.
Everybody else's takes.
This is a year and a half old, this bit, and we've moved past it, and we're not going to rehash it.
Analyst.
Shut your mouth. All right, let's talk about Nick Saban and the news that has happened. I feel like it's already been passed, so like necessarily reacting to the news of him retiring. Legendary coach, has made massive waves in college football. I'm loving all the clips that I keep seeing on social media of him either in press conferences, him in documentaries, whatever it is. It's fun. I love seeing that stuff. Him going at it with Terry and Arnold in practice when they're setting up for drills and all that stuff. Those clips are great.
I've seen the Muschamp clip about 100 times since he retired. I watch it the full way through every time because it's just two madmen losing their minds on the sidelines. And when guys of this much stature are you know, they retire, or if they, you know, unfortunately pass away, you do get, if you follow the right people, you get some stories that you haven't heard before.
You can't put Saban in the same sentence as passing away.
He is revered well enough.
He's not dead.
I'll tell the people in Alabama that he's not dead.
Stop killing Nick Saban. Saban. We're going to remember that.
Nick Saban killed the 2018 URI football team before we were just getting going.
Yeah,
but I like hearing the stories. I'm a big sucker for that. So if writers have stories about him or teammates or players or whatever, that's always something that I appreciate coming to light. But yeah, neither of us are Alabama fans. We appreciate I appreciate what Nick Saban did for the sport.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's so weird. I don't know if I was truly a fan of his or not. I don't know.
He was one of those guys that, like, it was like Tom Brady, where every single time your team was facing him or you saw them having success, you're like, okay, this is a little annoying. I'm starting to get sick of it. But now that he's retired, we can appreciate everything that he's done and the way that he's impacted the game and the changes that he's made, the success that he's had. We're talking about like all of the little tidbits and clips and everything about him and how entertaining of a coach he was, and same thing with Tom Brady. Like, we can appreciate it now that he's gone, but when they were a part of the game, yeah, absolutely, we were constantly annoyed with their level of success.
It's the rock in the shoe. That's what Brady and Saban always were, because you couldn't stop thinking about them. You couldn't. Now you finally got the rock out. You can enjoy your walk, but, you know, what else are you going to think about? He was just a pillar in college football that you can't keep every year.
Do you reminisce about rocks when you take them out of your
really
shoe?
Not really. I mean, not the rocks in my shoes.
I'm glad the rock in my shoe is gone.
I'm glad it's gone, and now I can just look at it a part of nature and enjoy it in that facet.
You lose me sometimes. Sometimes you have some really good analogies.
Be lost on that one. You chose to be lost on that one.
I don't think anyone was in on that one.
I think a lot of other coaches are happy that the rock in the shoe was gone.
Yes. Now, one coach who is definitely very happy that he's gone is Kalen DeBoer, who just got the coaching opportunity of a lifetime. You could kind of see that they were working their way down a list. Part of what I heard was, you know, they picked up the phone, made the crazy phone calls, particularly called Kirby. Kirby directs him to Dan Lanning, which is why there was a rumor there. He was not in Tuscaloosa like everybody thought, like that random dipshit local anchor who made that claim, which is insane. How you like to, I never get that. If you don't have any notoriety or following, why would you take a shot like that? Because you already dismantled
maybe I'll
any credibility.
Taking some shots. Why not?
Right. Like, just say whatever the hell you want. Just say whatever you want. Like, there's no account of, but my point is he's got no credit. That guy has no credibility now, and we're never going to remember that guy or care to remember who that guy was.
Sure.
It moves down from Lanning to the possibility of Sarkisian being on the board. He gets an extension. Mike Norvell then jumps up. Florida State has the money to give him an extension. The only guy who was at a school that didn't have enough to come in within striking distance of the money that was he was being offered was Washington and Kalen DeBoer. I think that the rumor was the contract they offered him was going to put him in the top 5 to 10 of college football coaches. Now, that's not within striking distance to say no to the Alabama job. So now here we are. Kalen DeBoer takes over. Had a tremendous run. This massive, ridiculously quick ascension from being a Sioux Falls coach in South Dakota in an NAIA program to the offensive coordinator at SIU, the offensive coordinator at Indiana, moves his way up even further to be the Fresno State head coach. Eventually, here he is at Washington, getting them to the college football playoff. This is a guy who is a great in-game coach who does have a lot of question marks. And it opens the question of not so much if he can succeed, I think he will, but is Alabama going to be that same unstoppable force that it's been? I don't think that we can really commit to that, and it may take them a while to get back to that conversation.
I think Kalen DeBoer is a fantastic coach that knows how to win football games because he had to learn how to win football games at the NAIA that he was coaching at, or the JUCO, D2, D3, wherever, all the way up to leading at Washington, and he had continued success at Washington. So it seemed like his system, who he recruits, who he brings in, works. It worked in the Pac-12. Cool. It probably would have worked in the Big Ten. He's going to get eaten alive, picked apart, limb by limb in Alabama. He's a robot.
All right, come on.
But he's not. He doesn't have the Saban ego. You need an ego to coach at Bama. You do. Saban, robotic. Weird with the media sometimes, didn't give you anything, but you knew it's because he thought he was the best. DeBoer might think that, but we don't know that. I don't think his ego is enough to handle the SEC.
I think that there's reasons why this couldn't work out. I don't think that Kalen DeBoer, this is a very high floor hire. Okay, that's the way that I look at this. This is a very, very high floor hire because the guys that he's recruited at Washington are high floor players. He's developed a couple of them into really talented players, but the rest of that roster were just really quality football players that, as we saw in the national championship game, were not good enough to compete against the best. They just weren't. They were outmanned. They were out physical. They were out strength. They just didn't match up across the board, but they were good enough to run the table in the Pac-12 to beat Texas to get as far as they did. I think that ultimately at Alabama, he's going to be able to have consistent 9, 10, maybe even 11 win seasons. I think that that is absolutely on the table because in terms of, and especially because he's bringing his offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb, with him, that they're offensively going to be really good. And he is a great in-game coach, a phenomenal in-game coach. But we do not have any evidence that he can recruit in the SEC. He has never coached anywhere near the SEC. And on top of that, he's only been at these schools for a couple of years at a time. And the year that he just took Washington to the national championship game, their recruiting class was like in the 30s on most websites. Yeah. So the recruiting part of this is where I think he hits his wall. Maybe he gets up to the 15s, but I don't know if he can get to that Nick Saban level of recruiting that is going to have them in the national championship, SEC championship discussion. And then maybe eventually the frustration kicks in of him not getting over the hump and the fans killing him, that he just makes the jump to the NFL. He seems like a guy that would do that, that would just say, you know what, I'm ready to move on to the next thing, because he's already done it a million times.
Yeah, it's definitely stepping up to take the money, filling Saban's shoes. And it's going to be thankless, no matter who it would have been. And I think really, no matter who it would have been, with the exception of maybe like Kirby Smart jumping in, they get 8 wins next year. That's how I see it going for Bama. Years after that, they can bounce back, rally, and then put together some teams. But next, whatever their win totals are set at, if it's in double digits, I'm smashing the under. If it's at 9, I'm hitting the under. I don't think that, and you track it a little bit better than me, but I've seen enough movement to know that the portal is going to impact Alabama also. That guys are going to want to get out, get with a program that is not restarting. Especially if you're signing up to play without restarting being an intention. And if Saban had had those doubts last year and he wanted to give it another run and he was, express and open about it with the recruits, so be it. That's cool. That's something that wouldn't surprise me. And it also wouldn't surprise me if he didn't say it so he could have a better shot and better players to try to win this one. Regardless, the exodus of players is going to hurt. DeBoer having to deal with just rabid madness in the SEC. The Feinbaum callers will shake him to the core. And
I think you're overestimating how much outside noise some of these coaches. I don't think I'm worried about that.
I'm not worried.
But you're right. The Feinbaum callers are going to be ridiculous.
I'm not worried about DeBoer in game at all. If he gets his team ready to go and they're not going out there losing their minds, getting a penalty every play, which they won't be under a DeBoer system, then they're going to win some games. But that pressure is crazy. That's a crazy amount of pressure in American sports. And it's less pressure than, I don't know how it's possible for college, Joe, for it to be less pressure following up Belichick in New England in the NFL than it is following Saban in college in the SEC. The stakes are way higher. How is that possible? Greatest NFL coach of all time. And now he's leaving the team that he coached for 20 years, 24 years. And it's just going to be a little, dust in the wind. This is going to be remembered because college football fans don't forget and they label it the so-and-so years. You've done it plenty of times with Notre Dame, the so-and-so years. Whoever that coach was, you like to work in eras and not year to year. So the DeBoer era feels like it's going to be a bad one, knowing how it's setting up.
I don't think it's fair to say it's going to be a bad one. I think it's going to be a lot better than you're giving it credit for. You're making it seem like the floor is going to fall out and they're going to be mediocre. I don't think that's on the table.
Will, and they will.
There is enough money. This isn't Florida that is perennially a mess. You know, this is a program that has a good foundation and he has Nick Saban to work off of to help him make sure that this transition goes smoothly. Apparently he's keeping the office. Now, is that just for him to use the golf simulator? We'll have to see if there's actually any real impact. I want to talk about, though, now, Sean, that Washington's next move, as we're recording this, it sounds like Jed Fish is going to be the next coach at Washington. Possibility for something to change by the time that this is posted. Possibility for this to be completely confirmed by the time this is posted. But let's go on the assumption that he's going to be. Matt Zenitz, 24/7 Sports, has tweeted, Jed Fish has started telling people at Arizona that he's accepting the head coach job at Washington. Sources tell Tom Loy and me for 247 Sports. Arizona has a staff meeting set for 4 p.m. Pacific time and a team meeting set for 4:30 per sources. That is usually the most blatant indication of a guy's leaving, unless it's like, hey, everybody, here's ice cream for the day, which is not going to happen. He's not Rex Ryan. I think that this is an amazing rebound, but there is a huge caveat that comes with it. I am not surprised that they were able to pull Jed Fish from Arizona. Arizona is in a massive, massive financial shithole. Yeah, I recall reading about it. I don't want to dive too deep in on it because I don't completely remember the details off the top of my head.
I think it was a misallocation of tuition numbers.
It was basically they had miscalculated their budget and all that stuff because somebody who was tracking it made a mistake and they held a meeting to indicate that they were in a serious, serious hole, mm-hmm. and they needed to make, you know, rampant decisions to drastic decisions to make those changes, which cutting sports was apparently on the table. Probably not going to cut football, but they're not going to be able to counter what Washington is probably offering Jed Fish.
Not and a shot.
Historically, a much better football program. They've won national championships. My yeah. only caveat with the, wait one second. My only caveat with this, Fish is a great coach. He has turned similar vein as DeBoer, turned a program that was bad into a conversation starter very quickly. I'm sure that he's going to take Noah Fifita and McMillan with him to Washington, which would spark things even more. But he is a Florida alum. And if Billy Napier gets canned and is on his ass, I would be a little bit worried because a lot of Florida fans are already calling dibs on the guy and saying that he's going to be the next head coach. So I would just be a little bit worried that you bring this guy again and then you get deboard by Florida. So that's my only worry here.
Man, the Arizonas get no love, man. The Pac-12 breaks up. You find a home. You have a winning year. And then some accounting errors. It's just...
Well, wait, F them. Yeah. They were one of the people who caused the demise of the Pac-12. So F them. They were one of the people to start this.
I know. But there's no love there, man. They're split in conferences, and the Pac-12 can't stop eating each other. It hasn't. They haven't even played in their new conferences yet. And there's already sabotage and hurt feelings in a conference that expired last August. I can't believe they let it go. Why would you let this madness go? You have a contained ball of entertainment on the West Coast. They'll make a run every couple years and make it really interesting. One team will. Other than that, you just have batshit and crazy football, coaches moving, always a good feeder system for other places. See, Kalen DeBoer to Alabama. And you let it collapse because some goofballs didn't know what they're doing. And now we got all the realignment. Jed going from Arizona, who a lot of people were impressed by, to Washington is just rich getting richer. Another example of what the hell is going on in college football. If you wonder what's happening and you're uninformed, coach leaves a good program, more money, more stability. Not something we all wouldn't do, but God, you think the Arizona fans can't get a break? They can't. They can't.
Don't worry about this.
What are they going to get?
They'll be fine. They're not football program.
No,
they're
no,
not.
No, they won't.
He was going to be gone no matter what. So
he was building a Mizzou-esque team there. He was building a Mizzou that could keep it feisty. That's what I cared about.
Okay. From the Washington angle, what are your thoughts on the Washington angle? Because, like, I really don't give a damn about Arizona. I really don't. Washington being good is way more important for football than Arizona being. They couldn't.
We
keep,
have different priorities.
They couldn't keep Rushing, who was one of the top edge recruits, a five-star, who committed to Arizona. They couldn't keep him committed because Oregon came and plucked the kid. So they weren't going to be good. Jed Fish was going to be gone. He was going to go somewhere anyways after this year. It was fun for a little bit. It was a little fun.
But why do you hate the fun? Why are you hating the fun?
Because I'd rather Washington be good, because Washington being a good football program is good for college football. They have been, historically, a very good football team. They've won national championships. I remember the Jake Locker era when he was the starting quarterback there. Even though that man hated football, he shit on Notre Dame a couple of times, and I remember that, and it pisses me off still. But they have done some amazing stuff at Washington, and I think that their ceiling for what they can do in the Big Ten is very, very high. I'd rather they be good than Arizona. I could give two shits about Arizona.
Oh, God, no. That's complete opposite of me. Washington reached their ceiling this year. That's their ceiling. Go to the national championship, lose it, piss down the side of your leg. I'm finally at this where I'm bitter at them for making me look bad.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
I'm just, these are my stages. I'm finally bitter, and I'll be bitter against Washington. I like Arizona being good, and I know it's better for college football if Washington's good, but it's most important if Alabama's good. So that's where it's all hinging on DeBoer. I like it when B-tier teams play hard against the A-tier teams. Arizona was a team that did that. Mizzou is a team that does that. I see a lot of Arizona, what they could have been, in what Mizzou was this year. these are the teams that I like. That's my pocket, Joe. That's my pocket. And maybe I haven't been clear to you up until now that that's where I like resting and seeing who really deserves to be there.
Do you have any thoughts on what this means for Washington? Or are you just going to keep hammering home the Arizona stuff where I'm just going to move on? Dumbass.
I told you Washington doesn't move the needle for me, but it helps them to not go into total free fall after you lose your head coach. And to get a solid guy in there that knows how to run a program, it's not going to be panic mode, because you hear this, your locker room got, we're both in the locker room. This is a panic mode. Everyone's calling their moms. Everyone's calling their dads. Everyone's calling whoever they can to see what the best move is if. And Washington stopped a lot of those ifs from happening by getting a good coach in there today. Because going in Monday with a bunch of question marks after the holiday weekend, bad scene. It was good to get it locked up today as soon as possible. And I think they got a very good coach. Jed Fish is a good coach. He's going to bring some stability after a crazy week.
He's a New Jersey guy, by the way. So I am a big Jed Fish fan. He's from the town over. He's from Livingston, New Jersey. So let's not get that.
I saw that town over.
Hey, shut your goddamn mouth. Shut it up. Last thing I just want to...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Random other thought before we close out. I sent Sean this tweet the other day. And I wanted to talk about it. So it was at China from China on Twitter posted a screenshot. He was playing The Rec in NBA 2K. So for anyone who doesn't know what that is, you have your My Player that you've created, you've built up, you go online, you play with your buddies, and you play against other teams. Usually, for anyone who has played this, you're playing against a bunch of slappies.
Slappy Central.
There's usually just like one really good guy that's on the other team that will drop 40 on you. But for the most part, it is the most discombobulated group of individuals because everyone's just trying to get the ball and shoot. It's unlike anything that you'll ever experience. Everyone is just trying to get the ball and shoot it. And they will take some of the worst shots that you'll ever see. Some of the worst player, it ruins the experience. This individual though shares that, a screen grab of the New York Giants. They played against a team on the rec league that was all of the New York Giants players, which kind of stupid on their part that they didn't bother to like, hey, here's our gamer tabs. All tags, all their names were Wandell Robinson, Dexter Lawrence, Xavier McKinney. One was Shad Two Rob, but like I was trying to think who I want to look at the Giants roster.
Sensei 5-2 Live. Is that Thibodeau or Thibodeau? Has to be, right? Five. Doesn't he wear five?
Yeah, and his my player kind of looks like Thibodeau.
What are you doing? Why are you giving this out to gamers?
Who is Shad though? Wait, I want to look at who's like got name Rashad on the Giants. I'm trying to think. But this is just hilarious though that like to and they got their asses kicked though. That was the funniest part to run into the Giants and to have to play them in a video game was pretty funny.
It's always a weird thing with dudes. You at times if you're not in game chat, you wonder who you're playing. And then I always was under the impression that I was playing famous people or celebrities, but they had crazy gamer tags like everybody else. So yeah, they weren't getting party requests or friend requests or their IP address is known or their address is known, because gamers are crazy people that have that information available to them to figure out. Going on a video on 2K with your real name attached to your own internet is more dangerous than posting your debit card information to Twitter. It's more dangerous. They're going to get to you. I can't believe the Giants players are just doing it, but I also like it that they're just some bros.
Oh, yeah, it's a good bit.
Hey, my name's Xavier McKinley. I'm playing with my boy Dexter Lawrence, and you're playing the New York Giants, baby. Buckle it the fuck up. I like that they're just locked in and they got the 2K crew, because teams have golfing crews, they got party crew and all that. I like that the Giants have their gaming crew and they're not scared of letting people know that you're playing the Million Dollar Men.
I also don't think a lot of people that didn't play college football and beyond like really know that this is common. There's always like a group of 10 guys that play 2K together and they play on the rec league. Like I used to be one of those people that would play with the group of guys that would play
you
on the rec
with everybody.
Oh yeah, I used to.
Nobody games like athletes. There's nobody that games like football players because they don't like going to class, and then they also don't like doing their homework. So with that,
and they don't like getting up and moving for the most part after practice. So it's
so everyone, and then Joe couldn't have been more popular when 2K was getting discussed
because I was the only one. But I was talking to Montana about this, who was one of our teammates. We were talking about this randomly yesterday, which is funny. We're talking about this right now. Everyone would text me and try to get me to play with them because I didn't care if I scored, and I just tried to get like 20 rebounds, and I would just pass the ball out.
You're the jump man.
That was unheard of, because there were other guys that played big men that would like. I remember like Jawan had like a 3-point shooting power forward. And That's useless. That's absolutely useless. He's got short, stubby arms, and you're trying to take all these three-pointers. That doesn't do anything for me. No, man, I'm going to go clean up. I'm going to go be a team player. I missed that experience. That was fun.
If you think that any of these dudes on any of these college teams right now, they're in winter conditioning or they're just getting back to it, if you think they're not gaming their faces off right now, then you're out of your mind. Because all there is to do is work out and eat and game your face off with your team.
We need to maybe it'd be like a really fun idea to I don't know how to go about this, but to incentivize all of the college teams, because again, there are going to be 10 to 20 guys on each team that play 2K this religiously, that you could put together some type of an online league.
Okay.
Of just college teams. That would be fun, but I don't know how that would be easy to coordinate.
I tell you
probably
what,
get good viewership on it.
I bet they would. I've been doing some. You kind of just end up finding more. I've been playing a good amount of Call of Duty lately, and it hasn't been multiplayer. It's been private matches though, and we'll play with people, and we'll just basically we've expanded our group of who we would play privates against from like 8 dudes to now we got like 22 dudes that could be ready to go and play privates instead of multiplayer nonsense. So the network possibility is there, but there needs to be some there. Everybody needs to know
at least like three of the people at the top. Like it has, there has to be a good base for the roots to go out to get all the other dudes. This is why satellite camps should have never been canceled. That's why they took it away, Joe. So we couldn't all game with each other.
Satellite camp? What do you mean?
The satellite camps, the for football. Come see Harbaugh, come see everybody, and then everybody's paying $50. I went to a satellite camp. I think Harbaugh was there. It was at ODU.
Well, Harbaugh came to Rhodey.
He did do one at Rhodey. He did, yeah.
I still was completely blown away. We'll wrap after this. I was completely blown away that all of these kids came out to see Harbaugh, and they all came out to hear him say something motivational, or like, hey, if you do this and this and this, maybe you could reach the Big Ten. You can play in the Big Ten. His only words to these kids were, hey, don't get hurt. And then he passed it on to Coach Flem. I've never been so dumbfounded. I was completely mouth-agaped.
Is that true? Well, I've never heard that. I've never heard at the Rhode Island camp?
Yeah, I ran the specialist stuff for that camp.
Did you really get locked into running that? Oh, my God.
Oh, I did. My boy Donato was there. He got offered a scholarship afterwards. Yeah, but we were getting ready to do it, and everybody warmed up, and that was all he said.
This is bullshit, man.
There were like 150 kids there. Don't get hurt.
No program has ever put more long snappers on scholarship than Rhode Island and had more offensive linemen on scholarship drop out or have to leave.
Donato's going to the league, so don't act like I have like on good authority. I put him in touch with agents already. He's going. He's the only kid that scouts coming over. Nothing, because I'm just being a good person. Why would I get a cut of that? That's not how that works.
Sure, man. Agents never get a cut. Middlemen never get a little. Never get a little help. What is he taking? Was he taking to the draft?
No. You know what?
I bet the Commanders draft him because they draft long snappers ahead of all pro Trey Smith.
Cheeseman's garbage. All right, let's.
It stinks.
I heard he's a weirdo. All right. At Joe DeLeon at Sanderson Radio, folks. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll be back with more.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.